The dining room became a
Well,
show.
okay, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, we finish Hilchos Peter Chamor, and then we get into Halachos of Halvah. So, with Dalet, we're up to, right? So, in Einar, it says the end of Peter Chamor. Peter Chamor is when you have a donkey, a firstborn male. So, in Einar writes Liftaisai, if he doesn't want to be paided, so Makeo Bekoifitz Ba'arpai, he has to hit it with an axe on its neck, like you do with Egla Rufa, Achiyamos, till it dies. Meaning, you know, for whatever reason, the guy doesn't want to do the doesn't want to do the pigeon, so then you got to kill it. All right? Viyikberenu, and then you bury it. Mipnei also bano, because it's also bano. Umitzvahs pediah, kademas and mitzvahs arifa, and the mitzvah of pigeon though comes before the mitzvahs of knocking off its neck. Fine. Kayanim, hey, kayanim and levim peturim peter chamor. Kayanim and levim are potter from peter chamor. Right? V'chein bas kayan u'bas levi. Same thing with a bas kayan and a bas levi are also potter. Albalei and chayovim, but if their husbands are chayav, peter chamor shalahem with their own peter chamor. Meaning, and it means only if the wife doesn't own part of it. And a partnership of Kayin and Levi and a shutus of an Akum is also potter. But it's also to have a shutus or to sell to them kedushasai in order to get out from the kedusha. Even the efshe since it's possible to do with the pidyon of arifa. Okay, so why is that different than bechor of the animals? Right, so there, because we're afraid of it getting a maybe being mistreated, and they're going to use it when they're not allowed to. Right, but a petach hamor doesn't have that because you could be paid at any time, or you can just kill it. You can't do that with a regular animal, so therefore there's less concern for people messing it up. Okay, simen kuf ayin tes. Now we're back to more practical halachas. So in Kufayin Tes, Hilchas Halva. Right? Uboi Tes Vavsifim. So the halachas of lending money. Aleph. Mitzvah say la'alas la'ani Yisrael. It's a mitzvah say to lend money to poor people from Klal Yisrael. Right? Now, Shenemar, im kesef tavas ami, es ha'oni imach. If you lend money to my people and the poor people that are with you. Ba'af agav d'chsiv im, it says if, it doesn't say you have to, it says if you decide. Like, kibul chachamin ozal de'im zeh eini reshus el chayv. This im is not a reshus, it's a chayv. Ha'chamin rechult, im kesef tavas ami, if you lend my nation money, chayva, it's a chayv. Is it a chiyuv or is it a rishus? Meaning chsiv im, because it says im. Talmid loymar habe tavitenu. It says you should lend him, which means chayva v'loy rishus. Therefore, we learn out that it's a chiyuv and not just a option. V'ad chsiv loshen im. So then, why are you using a loshen im? Perushay im kesef talve. If you lend es ami talveu, you will lend my. If you lend my people. Which type of people from my nation? For those people, those that are with you, amru, meaning the more with you they are, the more chiyuv you have to lend them. So ani, who is a relative, come before other aniyim, and the aniyim from the city, come before the aniyim from the other city. Yosef mitzvah tzedakah la'ani hashoyel, and the mitzvah halva to an ani is greater mitzvah than giving money to an ani hashoyel that asks. Zeh kfar nitzrach lishol, because if he's poor, he already needs to ask for money. So then it's already late. Vezeh adayin lo yigil l'midas, over this one, you're preventing him from having to bring himself to the embarrassment of collecting. And the Torah is makbid on somebody who stops himself from lending to Ani. And you have a bad eye towards your brother who's poor. And somebody who lends to an Ani when the Ani is down and out. Allah kasavaymer as Hashem yana. You should. You're going to call and Hashem will answer you. Meaning, if you take care of Hashem's poor people, then when you come calling to Hashem, Hashem is going to take care of you. Sounds like a nice skula to me, right? Base. Afilu asher im tzarach lilvois mitzvah lahavos. Even a wealthy person, if he needs a hava, let's say all his money's tied up, right? But it's a mitzvah to lend him ula. And even to be mechazik, a wealthy guy with words, and to give him an eitzah that will help him out. Gimel, also lahavas b'lei edim, it is also to lend without witnesses. Even to a talmid chacham who you trust, right? Elim ken maveo ala mashkin, unless you also use a mashkin. And if you actually use a shtar, which is even better than Aiden. Right? It doesn't seem like people are marking on this nowadays. Also lingois es loy. You are not allowed to go pressure the borrower when you know that he doesn't have the money to pay you back. But if you lava the front of Asun, even if to just walk in front of him so that he should feel pressure is Asun of Neshu Nichlam Biroisai Lamalva. He's gonna be embarrassed when he sees the Malva. Vain the other Masegas the friend, he doesn't have the money to pay back. Falzenemar, don't be a creditor type guy. Hey, Ukshem in the same way it's also for the malveh to pressure the loiveh, kach also the loiveh lichvash mam and chaver should be other v'loimelay leich v'shoy. And the same thing, if the loiveh, the borrower, has the money to pay back, and he just makes the lender keep coming back, that's also an issue. Kishiyeshle means when he has the money, it's a big issue, which I understand from what I understand, unfortunately, in the business world, something that's very common nowadays. Shenemar al toimer l'reyach aleich v'shav. Do not tell your friend to go and to come. Vav also leloy velikach es halva ulaytziya shaloy letzarach atshetuchel leyaved veloy yimtza. You're not allowed to lend money. I mean, I'm sorry. You're not allowed to borrow money if you don't know how you're going to pay it back. Right? I mean, you don't have a plan. And then memela, the malva is not going to have any way to collect from you. Right? So basically, you can't go. I would assume this would mean that you can't borrow money in order to gamble. Hafilu im malva hu asher gadol. Even if the malva is a big wealthy person, if you do this, you're a rasha. Shenemar loyve rasha v'lo yishalin. You should hold your friend's money dear to you like anybody else's. When the malva recognizes the loyve that he's a balmida, that he is not going to watch people's money properly, don't lend him. Then it's better to do that than to lend him, and then you have to fight with him. Every time you ask him for the money, you're going to be over on the love. Lending on a mashkin, you have to be careful that you can't use the mashkin. Meaning, if I lend somebody money, he gives me his watch, so I can't use the watch because it looks like ribbis. And if he lends the ani with a shovel or an axe, meaning tools, that you can get good money and as tool rentals, and even when you rent it out, it only gets worth very little money. You could rent it to him. You could rent it from him. Even without taking rishus, and to pay yourself back with the schiras. Meaning, let's say you lend the guy $1,000. He gives you a shovel, and you need a shovel, and the shovel costs $100 a month. So you're allowed to use that shovel, and you will deduct $100 a month from the loan. Why? Because Mistama the loiva is happy with this. But that's only if you can't, that's only if you can't, if the depreciation is not so high. If it's a high depreciation, then you can't do it. Yeshmi, and there are those that say that dafka for others, you're able to, you're allowed to rent it out to others, meaning you rent out this axe that you're holding on to as collateral for the loan. But you can't do it for yourself. So people shouldn't think that you're using it bechinam, only because of the halva. If the malva wants to take the mashkin from the loiva, not b'shasalva, meaning let's say today he lent him $1,000, and then he realized, okay, this guy's a flight risk or whatever it is. So in a week from now, he decides he's going to take a mashkin. He can't just go to his house and take a mashkin. Ela acharka, right? Shelo b'shasalva. Ela acharka. He's not taking the mashkin b'shas alone. Only later lo yasek ki im al pi bezdin. He should only do it with Bezdin's permission. Test loylam yarchikodem esatzim in arvus. A person should stay far away from co-signing loans, umenapiktoinus, and from watching people's items b'choma de'efsher as much as you can, because you end up losing money and you end up fighting, etc., etc. So it's an interesting line from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, because isn't that a chesed? I mean, it should be l'chora, that's part of the risks of doing a chesed. Yet the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says not to do it. Yeah. All right. That is all for tonight. Everybody should have a fine night. Pi Matzliach.